Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.15% annual percentage yield 9-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.15% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.15% 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate515. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 4/26/24. Insured by NCUA.
Okay, am I a Dallas Stars fan? I don't think so, but Kirsten seems to think I am. It might have to do with the cheering for the Dallas Stars. I don't know. I'll have to figure that out. We are cheering hard for PWHL Minnesota as they look to continue on their postseason play, bringing it back to St. Paul for Game 4 of the Best of 5 series here on Wednesday night. As always, we're created by New Voice Studios, brought to you by SodaStick, presented by Talk North, Livia, Jim Beam, Grain Belt, and Royal Credit Union. This is Season 5, Episode 228. At Jim Beam, they know the importance of tradition, like chanting, "Let's play hockey" prior to the start of each game, or playing the State of Hockey anthem after a Wild win. This season, raise one to your fan family with the bourbon that invites us all to come as friends and leave as family. Jim Beam Bourbon Whiskey, the official bourbon whiskey partner of the Minnesota Wild and XL Energy Center. Drink smart. Jim Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2021. James B. Beam Distilling Company, Incorporated, Claremont, Kentucky.
Hello, everybody. What's up, Bar Down Beauties, episode 228. I'm Jesse Pierce, writer for NHL.com. She's Kirsten Kroll, in-arena host for your PWHL Minnesota. We're going to go with that, Kirsten. We're sticking with the ladies who avoided elimination, forced game 4. That's why you're listening to this week's episode a day late. Kirsten and I were in St. Paul at the X. Basically, the team won because of our presence, I think, and because of the home ice advantage that was alluded to it. And the ladies are back in action tonight when you're listening to this, Wednesday night in St. Paul. How excited are you, Kirsten?
One could say we were the X Factor. Oh, did you kind of see what I did there? I didn't even do that on purpose. The X Factor at the XL Energy Center. Yeah. Didn't even try to do that. But yeah, I'm going to bring attention to it because that was good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited. Ooh, I don't know what's happening with my voice. I haven't had my coffee yet today. That's what that is.
You got it.
Yes, very excited to be back in action on Wednesday. And also, it's another day I get paid. So
more importantly. Like it's more importantly. No, very exciting. Toronto had hopped out to a 2-0 series lead in the best of 5 in the first round of the semifinals here for the PWHL championship. Backs against the wall. Minnesota had yet to score a postseason goal as they were shut out in both games 1 and 2. The irony, Kirsten, and I don't know if this is a thing, but they then in turn shut out Toronto. Maddie Rooney gets a back-to-back start after she performed well in game 2, allowing just one goal, Toronto scoring an empty net for that 2-rip victory in game 2. But yeah, interesting that the losing team is always scoreless in that. And I thought Minnesota really locked it down, you know, heading into that third period where you knew Toronto was probably going to come out guns a-blazing, and they didn't. So they get one more here at home, another chance to tie up the series. But again, they are facing elimination. So Wednesday night, 7 p.m. puck drop. I'm excited to see. I think they got to come back with the Runes, right? Do we call her the Runes, the Rune Dog, Mads, Mad Dog?
I mean, considering how well she's played in Minnesota, too, they have a strong defense. But seeing how well Maddie Rooney especially has played these last 2 games, I don't see why you wouldn't. The thing in hockey, everyone always goes with ride the hot hand. So Maddie Rooney right now is the hot hand, especially getting the first win after being on a 7-game losing streak the last 5 regular season games dropped, first 2 of the postseason. So maybe Minnesota is starting to heat up now. I don't know. Fingers crossed. I hope so. So we're going to ride with that.
You saw some success out of the penalty kill, which had been a big struggle in games 1 and 2 against Toronto. You know, there were, I think, just 2 penalties called against Minnesota in game 3, and they were able to stave those off. Again, Toronto's got Sarah Nurse. Natalie Spooner, big injury to her. She did not return after a collision, not necessarily a hit, in front of the Toronto bench with Grace Zumwinkel. No update as to whether she will be available for game 4, but she definitely looked like it was something not great. She headed down the tunnel almost immediately following the injury. So that would be a huge loss because Spooner and Nurse are Toronto's X factors without question. There's certainly a lot of talent on that team. Minnesota has struggled against Toronto mightily throughout the season. So not only do they get the win, now they've got the momentum. They got the home ice. My challenge to you guys, I want to see every single one of our listeners at the game tonight, Wednesday night. That's what I need to see.
I need to see it too. It's going to be a fun atmosphere. And seeing even the crowd last night, the crowd was into it. They were loud, especially all the Rooney chants towards the end of the game. All around, it was maybe not the biggest crowd that they've been able to produce, but that crowd, the people that were there, they were into it.
Yeah, I love it. It's playoff hockey, guys. What are we waiting for? Let's get down there, get to the X, show our support. I thought the moms did a great job with the Let's Play Hockey call. I had Grace Zumwinkle and Taylor Heisey's moms doing that. That was just great.
That is cute. And I wonder if the moms are as close as their daughters are.
Yeah, the daughters are like super tight, right? BFFs? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would say so. At least that's how it appears on social media. Like they're always together, always walking in together, like everything. Yeah.
We've secured Grace for our golf foursome. I think we'll toss in Taylor too, right?
I feel if Grace is in, Taylor's in.
Yeah. You know? Okay. That sounds like a fun foursome.
It's a package deal.
Could do some damage with that.
I think so too.
Speaking
maybe
of golf.
Maybe not as much on the course as the Bev card.
That's true. Whoops. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? We're helping support the economy of a golf course by
1,000%
purchasing drinks from the Bev cart.
Exactly.
As a Bev cart girl myself.
Back into circulation.
Yeah. As a Bev cart girl myself, we appreciate you. Shout out to everybody who's swung out through loggers in the past couple weeks and has said hi, said that they loved our podcast. Thank you guys for that. Speaking of golf, Minnesota Warriors hosting their fundraising event, first annual. We're excited to be a part of that at Top Golf today when you're listening to this Wednesday. So going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to follow our social media content and channels for all of that information. Obviously, Kirsten, there's other hockey going on too. We're excited about the PWHL. We're all in on that right now as they continue their postseason push here in Minnesota. But you know who else is continuing a postseason push? And it looks like it might be one right into that third round, Kirsten. Who is it? It's the Dallas Stars, baby. Sure. Let's go! They haven't officially eliminated Colorado yet, but a very defining win Monday night against the Avs. Avs, obviously, without Val Niskanen, huge loss for them on the team side, but you really hope he gets help as he is now suspended for 6 months. His season is done as he was in violation of the NHLPA Players Assistance Program, and he has entered stage 3 of that. So certainly that hasn't helped the Avs, but the Stars, they're doing what I knew they had been capable of. They are rolling on all cylinders, and that in turn makes me happy. I'm sorry. I know you're probably disgusted with the amount of glee in my voice, the smile on my face, but this is what I needed to see. I was like, this is what I've been saying since day one of the season. This is the Stars team. This is the team to beat.
You're a fake Stars fan. Also, I want to see this same energy the next time the Wild and Stars face off in the postseason.
See, that's
I
want to different.
See that same energy for Dallas then.
I mean, maybe there will be. They're good. They're not going to be bad for the foreseeable future. Like, they are going to be very, very, very good.
I really don't know what to say.
Wyatt Johnson is
a homegrown
19.
Minnesotan to be an alleged, not even alleged, to be a fake Dallas Stars fan is criminal.
I feel like there's got to be another word. It's not necessarily a fan, right? Like,
It sounds like a fan.
I appreciate good hockey. Like, I genuinely appreciate that. And I'm jealous, right? I'm jealous that Dallas has all of that going on. They've got young talent in Wyatt Johnson and Miro Heiskanen. They've got good goaltending in Jake Oettinger. Again, like, it's all the same things I've been saying week after week. And it's so good to watch. Like, it's just, I'm going to think of another word. I would love to hear your guys' thoughts. Like, I'm going to find a word strictly for myself because it's not a fan. Because, like, you'll never see me purchasing Dallas Stars thing. You'll never see me.
It kind of sounds like you might be heading to the team store after this episode. The way you came in, Dallas won. I'm so happy.
It's just mostly because the bit gets to live on, Kirsten, which people on Twitter.
Why was it ever a bit? Why was this ever a bit?
It's the animosity that it's created between you and I.
It's not hard to get under my skin and ruffle my feathers. I feel people continue to do it. Not even just you, everybody, because they know how easy it is.
This is true. You're very vocal about your stance on things, which is good. You draw your hard lines in the sand, so it's easy to step over those lines and be like, hey, jump around.
I'm very loyal to a fault. Very loyal. And also, I was talking to one of my friends the other day. I do not have a poker face whatsoever. So, like, if I'm mad, you're going to know I'm mad. If I'm displeased, you're going to know I'm displeased. Like, if I'm sad, I'll probably just break out into tears before I have the chance to say anything. So, like, my emotions, you can read them.
I cry a lot, but I am so productive.
Honestly, I feel like that's the motto to my life. Except I haven't cried a lot. I don't remember the last time I cried, which is a good thing.
That is a good thing. I'm proud of that. You'd be proud of my Taylor Swift reference. See,
I am. And that's why we're talking about it right now.
Yep. It's a really good song. I've been really rocking out to that one hard lately.
Yeah. I love it. That whole Female Rage, the musical.
That's exactly what it is. Speaking of rage, goalie interference has all of the playoff fans watching raging once again. Boston and Florida series. Florida is taking it to Boston. And now certainly there are many reasons that Boston is down in the series. And this one instance in this game the other night is not strictly to it. But goaltender interference, Kirsten, continues to plague the league. You saw Sam Bennett push Charlie Coyle into Jeremy Swayman. Sam Bennett scores a goal then. And again, not the reason that Boston lost. It wasn't just the reason. But the fact that the officials said there was no goaltender interference makes me again question, what the hell is goaltender interference then? If that is not definition textbook prohibiting Swayman from moving over and attempting to make the save, I don't know what else is. Because it's not that Charlie Coyle was this is hard for me to speak today. Charlie Coyle unavoidably contacted Jeremy Swayman because of the opposition pushing him into it, the opposition being Sam Bennett. Sam Bennett, obviously, also ruffling feathers of Boston Bruins fans, enemy number one, by punching Brad Marchand square in the face. I don't know how officials didn't catch that either.
Oh, and that secret camera angle that they didn't reveal until like 2 days later that apparently they didn't know they had access to and didn't make public. The fact you were hiding it presumably shows that you knew it was a bad call.
Is it because
also,
it's Marshy?
Yeah, Bennett, ruffling feathers. What did you say?
Is it because it's Marshy and they're just like, yeah, whatever?
Honestly, that probably is a factor.
But you're taking out the captain. Like, it's just that series is getting to be a bit much. But going back to the initial problem, which actually exceeds into the sucker punch too, that Bennett, I need officials to be held more accountable. I understand it's a tough job. That game is moving so fast. But with the capability of video replay and video review, you cannot. And again, those two instances are not necessarily pivotal moments in the game. I mean, they are and they aren't, right? It's the playoffs. You got to make sure you're making the right calls. You're losing your captain and Brad Marchand for a game, if not more. I need to see them be held accountable. I brought this up in our Vikings podcast before, because in football and in every sport, there are bad calls that can determine the outcome of the game. And that is the absolute worst. And now looking at it in hockey, especially when it comes to the playoffs and advancing, it is atrocious to have terrible mistakes like this. I want a press conference. I want officials to step up and answer the questions from the media. What say you?
I think that would be a really good idea. I don't think it'll ever happen.
No. But why?
Not even just NHL, but I think leagues in general protect their officials, which at times totally get. But yeah, I mean, I do think there needs to be some accountability too for calls that are made, especially in hindsight. Like you talked about, there's not real in the moment, I can see getting a call wrong. But when you do, like you mentioned, Jesse, have the ability to go look at a replay, when you have Toronto, who can also phone in, look at that call, and all of you get it wrong, I don't understand why there's so much room for error.
Yeah, it's just it boggles my mind. And Swayman was actually the one that had mentioned that. It's like, you got to ask the officials on that. Like, Coyle hit me because he was pushed into me. I don't know how it's not. And again, goaltender interference continues to ruin the NHL in so many instances because nobody knows what it is. And I think there are just so many blatant instances where that is goaltender interference. I don't know how else to better explain. I mean, I would show that picture or that video while teaching about goaltender interference. Like, see, this is an example of goaltender interference. You see how he pushed him into the goalie. Swayman was unable, whether or not he was going to make the save or not, he was he was incapacitated from doing so because he was interfered with. That is the definition of interference. Yeah, I just would love, because it is, it's hard to ask the players. You're not, and that's one thing I do think it's misconceived. I don't think members of the media are ever necessarily trying to bait a player or coach into getting in trouble. You don't want to see them get fined. Yes, it's funny for social media clips and it's funny to go around, but I mean, you're never actually trying to do that. You're never trying to ruffle those feathers. And it's hard for players and coaches to hold back their emotions when the officiating gets so wrong. So it would be beneficial for the media to be able to get answers to that question. Like, hey, what did you see there? Why didn't you make that call? I mean, it's a simple form of accountability, responsibility as an official. And again, people make mistakes. I'm fine if they were to come up and be like, you know what? We got that one wrong. We messed up. We'll be better next time. Whatever. Like, that's always fine with me. Move on. We're cool, bro. We're good. But I just think it would behoove, and not just the NHL, again, across the board, because there are instances in every single sport, just maybe like once a month, just a quick officials situation, or even do it with officials that are constantly making mistakes. There are certainly some in every league. I just think it would be kind of a nice change of pace, a little transparency, if you will, into the league.
Well, accountability doesn't come easy these days.
No.
So that's probably asking a little too much.
Accountability is at a premium. It's something I've worked on and grown into, you know, which I think I've done well. Like, I'm sorry that I've hurt your guys' feelings for being a Stars fan for this.
Yeah, even duration. You just said it.
I'm holding myself.
You said you're not a fan, like, and then now you just said you are a fan. So what
I don't,
is it,
I don't know what else to call it. We haven't determined a new word.
Another word. It's your fan. Not.
It's a supporter?
No. You can't be a supporter without being a fan.
I think you could be a supporter, because like, if they lose, I'm not going to be butthurt about it.
The way you came into the episode cheering, you're not a supporter.
I just, you like to stir the pot a little bit. Just...
The pot is stirred. It's actually stewing and reaching a boiling point.
Reaching a boiling point is the Carolina-New York Rangers series. Do you think the Hurricanes are going to come back and upend the New York Rangers, who are squandering away a series lead? Again, one of my favorite teams heading into this season. A favorite, obviously, in the playoffs for most. But Carolina doing the damn thing. What do you think about that series?
It's a good series. I've said this last week's episode, whoever wins this series is going to the Cup final, and arguably I feel they potentially have a little bit more edge to win the Cup than even either team in the Western Conference. I mentioned Colorado and Dallas. The winner of that series will also go to the Cup final.
You did say it. You done say it. I would not mind seeing Rod the Bod win a Cup. You know what I mean? Like, I really enjoy him. See, that's where we're torn too, because we both love Lavi and we both love Rod. So it's either way, I'd be happy for either of them.
Yeah. I would be happy for either of them too. I don't know. I'm rooting for Carolina. I have been for years.
You have, yep.
Do I think they're going to come away with this series? The effort as of late has been exceptional. I don't think that they're going to come away with it.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
I want them to.
It's been fun anyway. Like, they're keeping it interesting, right? Like,
and that's all you can ask. Playoff hockey, that's all you can ask.
Well, especially because this year's a little different. You're not seeing an 8 oust a 1. Like, all the teams, we talked about it last week, all the teams that have moved on, kind of expected, right? Like, you're like, yep, okay, that makes sense. And it's just, there's not been any real shock and awe, any surprises. It's just, it is what it is, which is fine. It makes sense. You know, going back to Toronto picking Minnesota in the PWHL, it was like, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. I would pick the 4 as well. You know, I would pick the team that had lost 5 straight heading into the playoffs. That seemed like a pretty good move. And right now with their series lead, it is. But yeah, I think it's still getting to the point. Like, I think that's why the conference finals are so good, because then you're having teams that are just really grizzled and they're there, and it's just a good time. I have not, again, admittedly, and I feel bad, I don't have anything against Edmonton. I don't have anything against Vancouver. But once again, I haven't watched a single iota of that series.
I want Leon Draisaitl to be happy. I don't think I've ever seen that man smile.
That's I kind of like sassy Leon, though. Like, sassy Leon.
I love sassy Leon.
So good.
My favorite German.
Yeah, I dig that. Did you see Carson Soucy take it to our boy Khan, too, and get sussy for one? Yeah.
Love that for him.
It is. It's been good. It's been good watching playoff hockey. Again, do you feel, final thing I want to talk about for NHL playoffs, I feel like I'm enjoying the playoffs even more than I have in years past. And it's funny because even when the Wild are out after the first round, I don't know if it's because like I didn't have time to like take a minute back from hockey before jumping into the playoffs again, or something just feels different. And it's funny because I've talked to like fans, Wild fans, you know, since their season ended back in April, and they all agree. They're like, you know, this has just been a really fun playoffs. And certainly the quality is there, as we just discussed, but there's just something different. I don't know. Is it because the Wild didn't make it, so we never had like the yay, yay, yay up high and like dramatic drop after the first round? Or like, do you feel that way?
Yes and no. I have a different perspective. For me, no. I feel like I'm less invested in this year's postseason. I think one in part because there hasn't been really any surprises. It's been pretty predictable up to this point. And so I don't know. Yeah, I just feel like a little more disconnected this year's playoffs from my perspective.
Yeah, that's totally opposite. Like for whatever reason, I'm like all into it. And it is. It's good competition, but so is every year. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. The only thing I can think about is like, well,
that you're a Dallas Stars fan.
That I'm a Dallas Stars fan is probably number one. But I think it's because I got to have my like break from hockey. Like I, you know, there wasn't the first round to kind of just wear me down and piss me off, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Like the Wild season came to an end so amicably, if you will, right? Like it was just like, yep, okay, here it goes. And maybe that's just kind of helped the mentality going into it. Like, oh, we still have good hockey and yada, yada. I don't know. It just feels very different. Like it's been a while since I've been so, at least in the opening rounds, right? Like obviously I'm always all in on the cup finals, maybe the Western Conference, Eastern Conference, what have you. But for rounds one and two, I'm just so much more like, let's go. Let's pay attention. Yeah. It's been good.
See, for me, Nashville's out. That's my other team. Nashville fan. I will proudly say that. Nashville's out. And then also, I think for me, I mean, yeah, hockey season is pretty much done. I'm still doing some things after this week, unless the women advance and take back the series and come away to the second round. And hockey's done for me after this week. But I think just like in my personal life, I've been so busy, like nonstop, even since the Wild season ended. I don't feel like I've had time to really, I feel like I've actually got a break in that sense to be like, oh yeah, this is what it's like to sit back and just enjoy.
Yeah. No, I get that. That's fair. What do you guys think? Let me know. Are you on the, yep, extra feels extra good this year? Or are you on like, I don't know. It's just kind of weird without the Wild having been in it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, international hockey going on with the World Championships. Stay tuned. Hey guys, Jesse Pierce here, and I don't know about you, but I am so ready for summer. And you know what? I want to kick off my summer the Livia way, and you can too. Join today and you could lose up to 20 pounds or more in your first 8 weeks. That's right, 20 pounds or more in your first 8 weeks. How great does that sound? By following Livia's nutrition plan and with the help of their expert team of registered dietitians and nutritionists, that's how it works. Imagine how much better you'll feel, not to mention how much better your summer clothes are going to fit. Join today and you'll receive a complimentary in-body scan. I'm down more than 30 pounds since starting my Livia weight loss journey a little more than a year ago. And with the help of the nutritional plan that we designate just for me at my Woodbury clinic, it's worked. I've not only lost that weight, but I've continued to keep it off. I am also using the GLP-1 Livia Medical, and that has been a tremendous aspect to complement the Livia nutritional plan. I could not recommend it more, you guys. And that's why I am extra ready for summer. Who wouldn't be, right? Livia's nutrition plan and a complimentary in-body scan by visiting Livia.com. That's Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. Livia's medical weight loss is now offering GLP-1 medication starting at just $2.99 per month. It quiets the food nights, sees accelerated results to help you get that summer bod. Feel good, look good, all of the above. Let them know Jesse Pierce and the Barda and Beauty sent you. All right, guys, we're back. If you're not paying attention to the Stanley Cup playoffs, which I'm sure you all are, you can also pay attention to the World Championships. This year's men's squad, coached by Wild coach John Hines. Matt Boldy's playing in it. You've got Joel Eriksson, all the Swedes, basically. You've got Brodes. You've got Jesper playing as well. Obviously, I'm all in on Team USA. Kirsten, do you feel similar to the playoffs, right? We're like, you're invested for one reason or another. I feel like I'm more interested in this year's World Championships, not only because there are some really big names. I mean, generally the NHL players all are kind of like, half and half on going to the World Championships. Their season just ended. They're injured. They've got different things that they're dealing with, or they just simply don't want to play. This year, I feel like a lot of names committed. I mean, you saw Macklin Celebrini and Adam Fantilli get kind of ousted off of Hockey Canada's team because they had some big names come in. Tavares came in and all these guys that are adamant. I think that has to be because of the implications it has on your Olympic roster and on the Four Nations, right? Because now that NHL players are allowed to participate in the Olympics, I think guys are looking at it as like, okay, here's an opportunity to showcase. I have a love-hate relationship with that because I would have liked to see Celebrini and Fantilli in Canada versus an old-ass John Tavares coming in all like, hey, let's do this. But I do find it good for World Championships because I do think more people will be paying attention because there are more household names.
Agreed. I would have liked to see the likes of Adam Fantilli and Macklin Celebrini on Team Canada's roster. But I do think I like the incentive, the implications from World Championships do have further implications for like Four Nations and the Olympics. It adds more meaning to it and it makes more guys want to get involved because we saw a few years ago how bad these guys wanted to play in the Olympics, weren't able to. And so just to kind of see more passion there, to want to represent their country, definitely makes it more interesting and more incentive for fans even to tune in. And then unfortunately for Wild fans, they don't get to see their team in the postseason, but we've got a number of players playing on World Championships rosters. So it's like we get to watch our team still.
Did you see Ecker kind of give it to Bolds last week in that preliminary Sweden versus US?
Yeah. I love it.
It's kind of funny because you got to wonder, like, it's a little different. When you're younger coming up, you recognize, like, okay, these guys are my future NHL teammates. But it's definitely got to be weird when it's like, well, these are my full-time coworkers, but I'm doing this side hustle where I have to go against them. Like, that's got to be a weird little balance. This is going to have to be a topic I'm going to bring up with the boys when I see him again.
You're going to have to side hustle.
Right? I don't know how, because it's like they're NHLs, they're full time. But this is like, oh, I'm going to work at a golf course that makes some extra money on the side and beat up my coworkers if I need to in order to make more money than them on my side. I don't know.
I love it. I guess I'm going to be honest, and this is going to sound dumb, didn't take into consideration that they get paid to play.
I don't think they do. I'm sure they get like a stipend or something like that. They don't. I'm just trying to think of like what – there's nothing that's similar to that. Brooks agrees. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Somebody's just dropping off. Just dropping off an Amazon package, I'm sure. No, they don't get paid, but what's another way that we could describe that? How would you describe that? That would be like – you and I, we're together all the time, but then we're going to have to compete. I want to be better than you. Like if we were going up for like an ESPN role, maybe.
I have no idea. It's a little too, but then we still have to work together. In the morning as we record, it's too early for me. My brain is not functioning quite yet.
I don't know. Interesting. But you can catch, Team USA playing next on Thursday against France. They're in the preliminary round. All the way up until next week. Quarterfinals begin next Thursday, May 23rd. Games are kind of wonky as it's taking place in Czechia this year. Czechia. I think that's
right. Don't ask me how to pronounce that.
Ostrava Arena in Czechia, I think is
correct. That was Czechia.
Czechia. Czechia.
Don't come for me.
I swear I'm not stupid. I'm very bad at enunciation.
Dallas Stars fandom creeping back in. It is taking over.
I can say all their names perfectly.
Yeah, I bet you can.
Did you see that college that screwed up all the names like Thomas and Katie? And for some reason they had weird enunciations. No. And so it was like Thomas became Tomamasis or something. Like it was super inappropriate, like, and not intentional. They were like, we put the wrong enunciation down. It made no sense, but it was ridiculous.
Sounds ridiculous.
Like a very proud moment for a college grad to walk across that stage. To not get the correct name. And when your name is Tom or Katie, yeah. Like that just seems bizarre. Shout out to Ryan McDonough for getting his college degree too.
Ooh.
Love that for him. Nice. University of Wisconsin. Did you see the social media discussion about him when he had sent an email to his group saying, hey, guys, I won't be able to participate in the project because I play professional hockey and we're in the Stanley Cup Finals. It was when he was with the Tampa Bay Lightning. So a bunch of college kids were just like, what?
Like, this guy's in our group. I did not see that.
Yeah, I'll have to send it. Look it up. It's pretty funny. Like, Ryan McKinnon, and he's like, yep, and I love hockey and I love my friends. Like, he tried to act like a young college kid.
Oh,
but just be like, sorry, guys, I can't participate because I'm trying to win a Stanley Cup. That would be so surreal.
That would be so surreal. Can you imagine?
Wow. So funny. So funny. Incredible. Gotta love it. That's going to do it for this week's episode. You guys, as always, we appreciate every single one of you. New episodes coming to you each and every week. We are taking a break Memorial Week, so no new episode then. Thank you for sticking with us this week as we delayed it a day and worked on our schedules. Yeah, that's about it. Kirsten, you're going to be busy this coming weekend. Robertson Cup happening out in Blaine. That's the NHL, North American Hockey League. Who can we expect to see? Who should people be coming out and cheering for?
We got the Lone Star Brahmas. We got the Minot Minotauros. And then I don't know who the other two teams are just yet. That's my bad. But yes, we will be in action. Robertson Cup taking place at Fogarty Arena in Blaine, Minnesota. We have our media day Thursday, so there's going to be a lot of fun social media content coming your way leading up to the semifinal games and even during. And so if you want to come out, Friday, Saturday are the first two semifinal games. They will also play on Sunday if needed to go to game three. And then Monday off day, championship game Tuesday. So it's going to be a fun week. Me taking on one of my side hustles and just enjoying some good playoff junior hockey.
It is. It's really good. I'm loving the amount of NHLers that are coming out of the NA too. I mean, USHL has always kind of been the tier one with NA being kind of tier two. But I think NA is really proven themselves to be a very, very appropriate avenue and path to the NHL. So that's absolutely exceptional. It's going to be some great, great hockey, probably a lot of local connections as well. So be sure to head out that way. I'll be at the golf course. I'm working Thursday, Friday, golfing myself on Saturday. So it's going to be a good weekend. It's supposed to be gorgeous outside. And we still have playoff hockey going on. We love it. Appreciate every single one of you. Shout out to Talk North, Jim Beam, Grain Belt, Livia, Royal Credit Union, and our friends over at SodaStick. Be sure to check all of them out. Subscribe, rate, listen, share, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
I almost sounded like Mickey Mouse there.